the book Hebrews, part 198. I'm Professor Hannes Vreetinghuis on the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or have a question, or just want to know anything, you are very welcome just to contact me at my WhatsApp number, 0722-367-124. Just go, that's of course on the international code plus 27, or just go to my website, as you can see, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are busy with. Send the link to your friends and family and make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to be together and study the word of Yahweh our Elohim. Now what we're going to do, we're going to study Hebrews 10 verse 11. And then from Hebrews 10, 11, I'm going to use some other scriptures as confirmation of what has been said in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 11. He says, "And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice." Over and over they offer the same sacrifice for more than 1,000 years, which can never take away sins. So it's actually a waste of time. If it could not take away the sins of the sinners, what was the use of having it? It was there to teach the nation of Israel after they came from bondage under for 430 years under the leadership of the Egyptians. So it was continuing over and over, and that's why it was just a ritual. And that's why we understand now more than ever, when you read Hebrews 7:18, it was done away because of the unprofitableness of it. It had no further right to exist. Now I'm going to read 1 Peter 1 verse 18, and we're just going to 2 or 3 verses. We're going to study this. Now bearing in mind Hebrews 10:11, people could not be saved by it. It did not take away their sin. Why? Because repentance didn't play a role in the 613 laws of Moses. Now, Apostle Peter says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things," you were what? "You were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, for your vain conversation, received by tradition from your forefathers." It was just carried over and over and over. It's like the people in South Africa, in the traditional churches. We have traditional churches that comes from our forefathers, and a way of christening babies and keeping the commandments, and every Sunday the Ten Commandments will be read. Keep the people under the bondage of sin, paying for your sins. "For as much as you were not redeemed from corruptible things, as silver and gold." Now, in the time of Moses, and I want to say in the time of more than 1,000 years of the Old Testament, where the 613 laws of Moses played the major role in the tradition, listen to what I'm saying, in the tradition of offering animals for their redemption. Receiving redemption, but not practicing redemption. Living in it. So, for as much as you know that you were redeemed, they were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold. For your vain conversation received by tradition from your father. So, gold and silver didn't play a role. But the blood of lambs and sheep and goats and doves, over and over the same thing for more than 1,000 years. For as much as you know that you were redeemed with corruptible things, you were not. Now Apostle Paul now is referring to the time that we are living in. 2,000 years ago he was speaking to the Hebrew people. And he says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed from corruptible things. The bride is not redeemed through the blood of animals. And I was just referring to that as the corruptible things that was there all the time. But we are not redeemed by the things of our forefathers. He says, but with the precious blood of Yahushua. And that is what makes the New Testament and the Old Testament two different testaments. But with the New Testament overruling the Old Testament. Why? Because the Old Testament was a testament of tradition. Look at Hebrews 10 verse 11, our scripture that we start off with. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice over and over and over, which can never take away sins. Now Apostle Paul explains to now in 1 Peter 1 verse 19, what with the precious blood of Yahushua as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hallelujah. He was the perfect offer. Ooh, Yahushua. He didn't need to participate in the same ritual over and over and over and over and over. And that's why Hebrews 7 verse 18 says, it was done away because of the unprofitableness in which it operates. People doesn't like that scripture. Especially the Messianic people and the Hebrew people and the Orthodox Jews, they don't like that scripture at all. They don't even want to acknowledge its existence. But you can't remove it. It's written in the blood of Yahushua. So we have the tradition of sacrifice of animal blood continuously, year after year after year. Now the word, Apostle Peter says, but with the precious blood is not a tradition of our forefathers. So today, 2,000 years later, as this became a tradition of our forefathers, whether apostles were our forefathers, no, this has happened 2,000 years ago, but it is as fresh as if it just happened yesterday. How wonderful is that? And this is what faith is. We're functioning in faith. 1 Corinthians 11, it explains what is faith. We are functioning through the precious resurrection blood of Yahushua, our Redeemer, as of a lamb. As of a lamb. The lamb that they used to offer in the time of Israel, that lamb in the more than 1,000 years had to be without blemish and without spot. It needed not to have a broken leg or limp, or any problem with it, then it would be redundant, because it was not acceptable. It would have been done away with. But Yahushua, not having sinned himself, but became sin. We went through it already. How many times? Why? Because the word says, curses he that dies on a Roman cross. It was a curse. The cross was a curse. It was never a Christian symbol. Let me put it the other way around. It became the Christian symbol. Because the Catholic Church was called the Catholic Church. And it became their symbol. In 327 AY, when Emperor Constantine gave power to the cross as the symbol of the Roman Catholic Church, calling it the keys, the cross, the keys that was given to Apostle Peter. And that's why the Catholic Church named Apostle Peter as the first pope. He was never the first pope. There's no scripture that says he was a pope. They believe, the Catholic Church believed, that popes must not be married. Yet the Bible says Apostle Paul's mother-in-law was sick and he went and prayed for her. So he had a mother, a mother-in-law. Alright, so the word says that this lamb, Yahushua, with without spot or blemish, he was pure. He was the right hand of Yahweh. He did not have sin. Although he carried the sin of the world upon his shoulders. He carried my sin and he carried your sin. And he went all the way to redeem us from the white throne judgment one day. Not standing before a white throne, but sitting on the throne. How wonderful is that? Revelation 20 verse 4. Go read it. Apostle John says he saw thrones and they sat upon the thrones. And judgments was given unto them. Who are they? They are the bride that's been Perosha, which has been drawn away at the end of Revelation 3:22, the age of grace, when it came to its fulfillment. Revelation 4 verse 1, there's an open door in heaven. Why? Because the bride and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, went in and the door closed. And those that wanted to not to take the mark had to buy eternal life with their own blood. Why? Because they rejected the blood of grace which was offered by Yahushua. That's why we must not take this message as lightly. That's why so much time goes into the preparation and studies and research of these studies. Why? We are busy with souls. This can make the difference between buying everlasting blood with your own life with your own blood or accepting Yahushua as your Savior and Redeemer. For your vain conversation received by tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Yahushua, hallelujah, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Who verily was foreordained? He was foreordained before the foundation of the world, meaning he was already in the mind of Yahweh Almighty. You remember when we started with the book Hebrews, Hebrews 1, where he says that he was exalted. He was an angel that was exalted. To whom of the angels, other angels, he said, today you are my son, I've exalted thee. Hallelujah. Before the foundation of the world, he was already in the mind. You remember when we spoke about building a house, drawing the, before even making the drawing, or taking it to an architect to do a plan. On the piece of land where you want to build the house, you have already put in some pegs and draw some lines. take some rope and tie it in between the points. Now there, this, we want the bathroom bigger and the bedroom a bit smaller this way, or everything has been done. He was in the mind. So before even taking anything to the architect, as the owner, you have already built this house 20 times, 30, 40, 50 times in your mind. Changing that window to that position. Take that door, put it there. Take that cupboard, put it here. You understand what I'm saying? Changing it. You might do it tonight this way. And tomorrow you will be sitting at your work, doing some at your desk. And suddenly your wife will say to you, no, let's put the double garage this side. Instead of having it that side of the house. He will say, wait a minute, that makes a lot of sense. So again, so you move. Why? Because it's a blueprint. When you finish with it, it's going to be a blueprint. And so were Yahushua, the blueprint in the mind of the Father before the foundation of the earth, who very was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in the last times, for these last times, for you. What we have in Yahushua is what was ordained, foreordained, being made real. 2,000 years walking the earth, paying the full price, died and rose and ascended into heaven with a promise that he's coming back for us. And he was manifested in these last times for you, for me, and for you. Hallelujah! What a privilege do we have to know a Savior like Yahushua, and to have a Father like Father Yahweh El Elyon. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.